Hey TLSers, David Hayward here. Today I'm talking with Jordana Tocacelli, member of the Lasting Supper. I already did a podcast with her on Meet a Member podcast, and she talked about health and wellness. She's a health and wellness coach. You're going to find out about her website and her business. But people were very curious because she said she walked out of fibromyalgia. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that and some of her thoughts. Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jordana. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, so the last time we talked, we had the where people were just meeting you, and you got to introduce yourself a little bit and got some really cool feedback from that podcast. But there were some people who wanted you to talk more about something that you just sort of dropped a little bit of information. You said that you walked out of an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some people are really curious about that. Some people are suffering from such things and wondered if you could just go a little bit more detail into your story.
Sure. Okay, well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia when I was 17. Mm-hmm. I went into a doctor's office, and he touched different points on my body that were tender, and he concluded that I had fibromyalgia. And then I was put on heavy pharmaceutical medication to help alleviate the pain and help with... I was also suffering from insomnia. I had just begun suffering with insomnia. I just couldn't go to sleep at night. Around 10 o'clock at night, I'd get a second wind, and I'd be up till 3 or 4 in the morning. I could only sleep about 3 hours a night. And so I was put on, they gave me medication for sleeping and anti-anxiety medication and caffeine pills and all sorts of medications to try and control this issue. At one point, I was taking over 30 pills a day, and I was going to a hospital to have a bag of pharmaceuticals injected into me.
Wow.
Yeah. And that lasted about 5 years.
Really?
5 to 6 years. Actually, it would probably be closer to 7, but
And how did this affect your life aside from, you know, taking the medications and going to the hospital for trips? Like, how did you experience your disease?
Well, I mean, I was playing tennis at university, and I'd been offered a couple scholarships, and I had a lot going for me, and I had to drop out of university for about 6 months because I moved to Florida to be near the Mayo Clinic. I don't know if you're familiar with the Mayo Clinic in the United States. And
yep.
I was getting treated there, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and I was getting treated. And then eventually when I moved to Spain about a year later, I also went to what was considered to be the top doctors there for my condition. And I was told that I would never heal. Sometimes they suspected I had MS. I had to have brain scans done. It was thousands of dollars and a diagnosis that, again, I'm going to parallel it to our deconstruction process, because it was a truth that I was told by the leading authorities. And so for a while there, I kept searching within the box of that medical approach, right?
Right. So were you crippled?
I wasn't crippled, but I did need at one point help walking. I had severe fatigue during the day, oftentimes. I mean, because it wasn't just the fibromyalgia, but it was a severe sleeping disorder. And so, I mean, if you don't rest, your health declines. Declines rapidly. And so it was the combination of both those things that made it a living hell. And it definitely impaired my life on many, many levels. I mean, I was drugged out. I have lapses in memories in that entire 5 years, significant lapses in memory because of the medication. And it was a very difficult time until... I compare it to the deconstruction, where I left the Christian church and then looked for other Christian answers, you know, like the emerging answer. And eventually I gave up the box entirely and looked for answers outside. And
right.
I looked for answers everywhere that I can possibly imagine. That was what drove a lot of my travels. I was doing research. I did research in Australia and Germany and Switzerland, et cetera. And then, you know, finally to me starting to listen to my own body. You know, it was that season of me trying to apply everything I'd learned and try and kind of guinea pig my way through it. And then finally it was like, no, I'm going to start listening to my body. And that's how I healed.
So then where did that lead you?
I have a website that describes kind of a little bit of everything I've kind of delved into. But I mean, it began with Ayurveda, the Indian medical approach.
Right.
And quantum physics and cellular function. And through anything you can imagine. I mean, veganism, traditional nutrition, ancestral nutrition, the Chinese medicine. So I've been through a lot of different approaches.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Homeopathy, theosophy, which has an approach to medicine. I mean, yeah, I've been to some interesting. It's been a great journey for sure.
So you say contracted the disease when you were
about 16, 17.
Yeah, and then it lasted for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
How far into that did you start to question the sort of traditional Western medical approach?
Right about 21 and 22, when I had a bout of kind of rashes that I had on my body and acne.
Mm-hmm.
And for a year, I couldn't figure this out. And then, you know, finally, I did a liver cleanse. I mean, after going to a doctor at the Mayo Clinic, best dermatologist at the Mayo Clinic, couldn't give me a solution.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a liver cleanse and changed my diet, and it all went away. And I was like, okay, I just spent $8,000. Well, my parents, they spent $8,000 last week at the Mayo Clinic. And, you know.
What do you mean it all went away? You mean the skin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I started doing my own research, and I cleared up my skin condition really quickly.
Huh.
Yeah, I help people all the time with that problem and many other problems now.
You were about 21 or so when you started to do other kind of research. And then what what did you actually do that changed that or reversed your symptoms of what was called fibromyalgia?
Okay, well, I discovered, my symptoms were a mix of hypothyroidism, adrenal burnout, a hormonal imbalance, systemic what we call dysbiosis. I had, a whole slew of things, heavy metal toxicity, built-up toxicity, pharmaceutical toxicity. So nutritional deficiencies. I had gut permeability. My digestive system was not only completely toxic, but it was just not functioning properly.
Yeah.
And my organs were damaged. And so I had to rebuild all
of that. How did it get that way? How did it get that way?
Well, first and foremost,
I don't think you were really seriously abusive to your body, were you before that, or?
No, never. It's actually very simple. I mean, if you look at statistics nowadays, where, you know, in the 1980s, 1 out of 1,600 kids were autistic, and now 1 in 60 are autistic. I was at a conference with a friend who's a pediatrician, and she talked about the fact that 9 out of 10 newborn babies that she's seeing already are being born with liver damage, and the uterine lining has more than 300 chemicals in it, typically in rich mother.
So can you say that we skipped out for a second? Can you say that again? The person you met.
Sure.
Person you met at the conference?
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. She's a pediatrician, and she was giving a conference talking about how 9 out of 10 newborn babies that come into her clinic have liver damage already from the womb, and that the uterine lining in women oftentimes has more than 300 chemicals built up inside them. And we're seeing 1 in 3 people getting, the FDA announced in 2011, I believe, that 1 in 3 people will have cancer at some point in their lives, when before the 1920s it was less than, I believe, 5% or even less than that. So obviously our environment is contributing to
mm-hmm.
to these rising statistics. And I think it's diet, you know. So you asked me how was my situation created? Well, I think it was a mix of a toxic environment, an extremely poor diet, where I was nutritionally deficient and too toxic. It's kind of like I always compare our bodies to a house. And I always say, what happens if you don't clean your house for a week, right?
Yeah.
But you're still inhabiting it daily with a family of five. You're going to have a stack of dishes. You're going to have a trash can. And if that trash can isn't cleaned out in 2 weeks, it's going to grow mold, parasites, worms. It's going to smell the whole house out, right? So having an exit for the toxicity we create is extremely important. Now, if you were to have a 50 people dinner at your home every single night for 2 weeks and never cleaned up, mm-hmm. You'd imagine the condition your house would be in very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was nutritionally deficient. I was very toxic and unable to detoxify my body. And my environment was toxic. All these detergents and chemicals are highly toxic. They're actually neurodegenerative. That means we breathe them in and they bind to our nerve system and our neurons in our brain and start to degenerate our brain and our nervous system. And I was also very stressed out from emotional
right.
and abuse. So all of that was, all of that contributed to that.
Yeah, so you were vulnerable in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So what would you say, what steps did you take to walk out of this disease?
Well, I think my steps were, because it was a learning journey at the time, so I first started with, you know, the Indian medical system, and so each step kind of incrementally went improving me. Now, if I were to talk to a coach, for example, that knows what I know now, my healing would have been a ton quicker.
Yeah.
But
you found it yourself.
Yeah.
And it's different for every person, right? Like mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's mm-hmm. your journey
absolutely.
Was unique and
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't absolutely. I mean, if you see on my website, I talk a lot about how individual people are, mm-hmm. but then within that, there are still some tenets, right?
Yes.
For example, you know, you just your basics, you know, you want to look after your thoughts, your breathing, what you drink, what you eat, what you exercise, and what you sleep. You know, those are kind of basics for everybody. And within that, there's a ton of room to move. But, uh-huh. but yeah, I would say that it's been, oh, so what I did specifically was I had to first heal my gut.
Uh-huh.
You know how oh my gosh, I totally blocked out his name, the father of modern medicine. Well, he says all disease begins in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you know, what you take in, how you process it, all of that. So I began with a very healing, very restricted diet to seal my stomach, to begin to regenerate the collagen lining in my stomach, so that I could digest food. I took out food that was inflammatory, that was, you know, just very toxic for my body. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
what, steps. What would you call your diet? Like, were you vegetarian or vegan or?
No, I have been vegan, but no, at that time, I needed, collagen-rich foods to, heal my gut lining, so I needed to, you know, so I wasn't vegan. I don't know what I would call it, but it was just a specific set of foods that weren't going to create a that were just helpful
uh-huh.
healing that part of my body, and then I moved to other foods. It was kind of a step-by-step process.
Yeah,
for sure.
What is the name of your website?
It's a Body System Balance, and it's not really
.com.
Yes. bodysystembalance.com. It's more of just an online office as opposed to a social media blog tool.
Right.
Very often. It's just like an office where people can contact me.
So when you started trying these alternative methods, mm-hmm. how long was it before you started seeing results?
Within 3 days, pretty much.
Really?
Yes. So can I describe a little
yeah.
bit about the autoimmune cycle?
Yeah.
A little bit about it. So, for example, a big one today is that foods are, you know, essentially we've made food into a product whose bottom line is the bottom line, essentially mm-hmm. at an industrial level. And so my parents actually had a company in Spain. It was a foods product company, and before I got into all of this, I worked for them a little bit, and I was really exposed to the industry and what foods are put through, the foods we end up buying in the supermarket. And so we've created a lot of chemicals, we put foods through processes that actually change their chemical structure and become very foreign to the body. And so if we eat a lot of these foods, we can quickly become intolerant to them. That's not food intolerance is different from a food allergy. Now, a food intolerance will create inflammation around your cells, each individual cell, and it will actually begin to degenerate your gut inside. It's kind of like food that chafes your gut lining over and over and over, mm-hmm. so that your gut lining starts to become raw, starts to become infected. I'm talking about all the gut lining from your mouth through your esophagus, through your stomach, etc., through all your intestines. And so it becomes raw and chafed and inflamed, and what then happens is that you, whatever other food that you eat, can actually it can actually create something where the chafing starts to make little holes in your gut lining. Mm-hmm. So instead of having a protection, your gut is supposed to be sealed for a reason, because that's the processing factory that separates nutrition from toxins, that through your hydrochloric acid, it should annihilate parasites and bacteria that are coming in from your foods. But because all of this is kind of upset, you can have something that is referred to as a leaky gut syndrome, which is actually extremely common. And when this happens and you have any food particles moving through your intestines, and some of those food particles actually go into your bloodstream, your body identifies them as foreign invaders that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. So for example, gluten sometimes gets through the gut holes or the gut permeability, and the body confuses it because of its structure. It's very similar to the synovial fluid around our joints.
Right.
And so our body will start attacking our joints as it attacks the gluten particles, creating arthritis, creating pain in our joints. So for example, people who go off gluten oftentimes have an immediate, within a few days, relief from joint pain and stiffness. Or for example, people who have chronically tight hamstrings, mm-hmm. if they heal their gut, all of a sudden they find their vertebrae, because your vertebrae can become inflamed if your gut is inflamed, and your vertebrae starts to lose inflammation and your hamstrings start to loosen up. So you see how it's all connected?
Yeah. And so you said within 3 days you started to see a change. And how long would you say you were actually cured of fibromyalgia?
Oh, within a few months. A few months. And you know, one of the other things that I really want to point out, David, is that all my life I struggled with brain chemistry imbalances. And this is something that I would love to touch on, because this is my story. And there is a book called Gut and Psychology Syndrome, which explains to you how the health of your gut actually dictates the health of your brain, and how it was originally thought that we only have one brain, which is our brain. Then in the alternative field, it was thought that we had our brain and that we had a second brain, our digestive system. And now it's being understood that actually our entire body is one brain. And so, again, if you have food particles moving through your intestinal permeability into your bloodstream, there is no blood-brain barrier. So if you have toxicity moving in there, it goes into your blood, it moves into your brain, and wreaks havoc. I mean, I have had so many clients, including myself. One of the most amazing changes was waking up. I remember I used to wake up every morning. I could barely get out of bed. I was fatigued. You know, mornings were just like, give me some coffee or I won't function. Uh-huh. And also it was very dark emotionally. I had to kind of psych myself into a happy place. Uh-huh. And I remember once I healed this, my brain just started popping alive. And I remember getting up in the morning and just feeling like I could make it through this day. And so I know that life is hard enough already, that if your brain isn't supportive of that, it's that cycle, you know, where you have circumstances that make things very difficult, and then your brain isn't supportive, so it just spirals into a dark place. And there's another book of a woman who had 12 personality disorder, and she put herself through a gut healing diet, and after, you know, she'd been in Christian circles where people tried to exorcise her, and she'd been to therapy and you know, even Carl Jung therapy, all these therapies, and she did that, and she healed herself from 12 personality disorder. So
what would you say is the best resource or the best book for this kind of approach? What's your Bible?
I don't have one.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you won't find surprising given our journey.
No, I know.
But I would say that there are definitely basic tenets, and what I can do is put up on TLS, whenever you put this up, I can find the place where you're putting it up and put up a few articles, maybe a couple of videos and a couple of book recommendations.
Okay, that'd be awesome. I'll try to get it up tomorrow morning. Try to post it tomorrow morning. The approach you took was that our whole system is like a brain.
Yeah.
And so the key is to sort of see that our whole system is to be sort of cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
and
interdependent. Yes.
And, yeah, very intricate interplay between all of our, you know, parts and everything.
Yes.
So how was your emotional journey coming out of this fibromyalgia? Did you find yourself getting, like, was there steps you had to take emotionally, mentally at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that, the foundations for health are your thoughts or your emotions,
mm-hmm.
your breathing, what you drink, what you eat, exercise, rest, and your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think taking a look at all of those is very important. And I would say for the body, it's understanding that we are dependent for energy sources and kind of locating those. So making sure that you're giving your body the nutrition it needs. Right, you're giving your body the rest it needs,
mm-hmm.
and then understanding how toxicity needs to have a way out of your body. It needs to leave your body, and make sure you get the right nutrition and the right toxicity out is a great place to begin.
Right,
and of course eliminate the aggressor, because the way that I describe it is, if you have a body, so okay, let's say you have a home. And that home has an alarm system for intruders, right? So
right.
That would be like your nervous system and your immune system in your body. It's scouring for intruders. And so if you have a robber that comes into your home, your alarm system's gonna go off if the alarm is properly functioning. Now, try and imagine living in a house where the alarm goes off several hours a day, every single day, and try to think of you feeling calm.
Mm-hmm.
And rested within that house. Like, one of the biggest improvements that I felt that I saw in my life as well is that I remember going to bed at night, I could never shut my brain off because it felt like rapid fire thoughts.
Right.
And that's because my body had the alarm system shooting off, because I can tell you, I can eat something now that is highly processed or toxic, and it starts, I get the rapid fire thoughts that evening. And I'm not able to just really just get that relaxed. So it makes me highly anxious. So if your alarm is going off constantly, it's like having permanent anxiety because your nervous system is shooting off and saying, intruder, intruder, intruder. If that happens day after day after day, you eventually come into chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
You feel very tired all the time.
Do you have clients come to you who say something like this, and I'm sure there's going to be some people in this camp who are listening to this podcast, but they say to you, listen, Jordana, you're my last resort. I've tried everything, and I'm just about to give up. What do you say to somebody like that who's tried all kinds of different things?
Well, I would say the bulk of my clients are probably there.
Okay.
I would coach them through empowerment to take back their health, to just understand, you know, like what is your body trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this deconstruction process, it's about connecting with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and how much we've silenced that voice. And it parallels this. There's a term called enteric amnesia, which means a disconnection from our gut. So we no longer quickly realize if we've eaten something that sits really badly with us.
Mm-hmm.
So then our body has a headache, has fibromyalgic pain, inflammation in different parts of the body. And we medicate that or we put a Band-Aid over it, but we don't realize the origin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I would encourage someone to say, there's always the myth that disease just happens and there's no cause is an absolute, I believe, myth.
Mm-hmm.
there's always a cause and effect, and there's always a reason, be it spiritual, emotional, or physical. And most often, it's a combination of all three.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my take. I would highly encourage them and tell them I walked out through it and I understand all of the dynamics of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that there's hope, absolutely.
Do you feel like you have to be really diligent to keep your health?
It depends. You know, if I have a lot of emotional stress in my life, mm-hmm. I have to do more due diligence physically because, mm-hmm. For example, the body perceives any stress the same way. So if you have emotional stress, your cortisol flies up, your adrenaline flies up, you get depleted of minerals. If you had a food intolerance stress, your cortisol goes up, your adrenaline goes up, your minerals are depleted. So essentially, if the stress is coming through food or through emotions, you know, it's good to be strategic about how to buffer that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I'm more emotionally at peace, then I actually have a lot more leeway with what I eat.
Yeah. Is there anything that you missed that you would like to say, or have we covered it?
I would say that I hope that I was able to give information that wasn't too overloaded and or too complex, and that just encourage people to, just like on TLS, they're taking back your spirituality, take back your health.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Well, thanks a lot, Jordana, for sharing your story. How long have you been disease-free?
Several years now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm
and you're helping other people. You're coaching other people.
Yes.
Have you seen people walk out of disease?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a young 12-year-old boy that was covered in eczema. I mean, his legs, his back, his skin. In his elbows, arms, and his hands were swollen, actually almost a bit deformed. And we walked through a 6-month protocol and he's completely healed. So that's like a recent story. So yes, all the time.
So 6 months later, he's completely healed.
Mm-hmm.
So for people to find out more about you and what you do, and if they want to get in touch with you and talk with you, bodysystembalance.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Perfect.
There are options, I would say, and lots of resources.
Yeah.
So improvement is absolutely possible, and healing is also possible.
Perfect. So, well, okay. All the best, Jordana, and success to you and your business, your health coaching, and also all your other endeavors.
Okay. Thank you, David. Take care.
You take care, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be healthy.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Hey, everybody. That was Jordana Tocchelli, health coach. Fascinating conversation. Just goes to show, not just take back our spirituality, but also our health, our emotions, our intellect, ourselves. And you can check her out at bodysystembalance.com. And I know she'd be happy to hear from you if you need to speak with her. Thanks again, Jordana. See you guys on The Lasting Supper.